The District of Squamish is hosting a public hearing about the Woodfibre LNG, WLNG, Floatel temporary use permit at Brennan Park Recreation Center. According to a notice listed in the Squamish Chief on April 11, the district will host the public hearing at Brennan Park Recreation Center on Tuesday, April 23, at 6 p.m. The hearing is for residents' input about the temporary worker accommodation from WLNG, also called the Floatel, which would be moored at the WLNG site in Howe Sound. Council members may deliberate about the permit and decide on issuance shortly after the hearing. At the March 26 Committee of the Whole meeting, Council unanimously moved the permit application to a public hearing but did not list where it would take place. At the time, Council mostly did not hint at which way they were leaning, though Mayor Armand Herford asked if they had the option to approve a shorter TUP with the possibility of renewal. The Senior Director of Community Development, Jonas Veliniskis, confirmed that could be a possibility. Kate Mulligan, the Director of Major Projects, Industrial, added that TUPs could only be renewed once for a maximum duration of 3 years. According to the district notice, a speakers list for the Brennan Park public hearing can be established ahead of time by emailing phspeakerslist@squamish.ca or by calling 604-892-5217. On April 23, interested speakers can register in person at Brennan Park between 5:15 p.m. and 6 p.m. Everyone will be provided an opportunity to speak. Those not on the speakers list who wish to provide comments at the hearing will be provided an opportunity to speak after everyone on the speakers list has addressed council, reads the notice. Electronic or phone in participation will not be available for this particular public hearing, but people can provide comments in writing by dropping them off at Municipal Hall before 4:30 p.m. on a pre-23 or emailing them to hearing@squamish.ca. Comments via email will be accepted up to and during the hearing, states the notice. The meeting will be able to be viewed live online via squamish.ca/live-meetings. View the TUP in question on the district's website.